1 Peter chapter 5, the elders among you, I urge, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, that is, he had seen Jesus dying on the cross, who is also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, tend the flock of God which is among you, exercising the oversight, not reservedly, but willingly, according to the will of God, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. So the idea is that we should serve God through serving other people without reserve. Completely give yourself to it. Don't think, that's just my church life. And do it eagerly, enthusiastically. Neither lord it over those entrusted to you, but make yourselves examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd will appear, you shall receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Now you see that when Jesus comes, then we get the reward. It's not that we die, go to heaven, get the reward. It's when the chief shepherd comes, that's Jesus, that then we receive the crown of glory. Likewise, you younger ones, be subject to the older men. Yes, all of you, gird yourselves with humility to serve one another. So you can't serve each other unless you're humble. So you see again and again how God is against pride and how being humble is the most important thing. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So you wonder why life doesn't quite work out, why it's not, it seems things are not as they should be in my life, or things even weren't as they ought to have been. Yeah, this is all the hand of God that is bringing you down so that when Jesus comes back, you can be lifted up. And so he says, go with the program. Humble yourselves under that hand. Don't resist it. Don't be surprised when things don't quite go as you expect. Casting all your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. So although he's going to bring you down so that he might lift you up, don't worry. He cares for you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, like a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Now, sometimes the adversary, the enemy, the devil, refers to sin, or sometimes it refers to an organization or a government. And here, I think it refers to how the Romans were trying to find people to persecute. That's right. The devil that a lot of people believe in isn't real. The devil is not really a roaring lion. It's being used in a more symbolic sort of way. Stand firm in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers who are in the world. So, that's always a great comfort. To know that I am not unique in my suffering, that someone else somewhere is suffering the same thing. And that is the great advantage of true Christian fellowship. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, strengthen you. To him be the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, our faithful brother, as I account him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. So then, this is all wonderfully true. I think that's what he's saying. God's grace is real. She that is in Babylon, chosen together with you, greets you, and so does Marcus, my son. Greet each other with a kiss of love. Peace be to you all that are in Christ.